From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to me Ahmad Faisal in English program. Hopefully you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesia offers solutions to attract energy transition investment in ASEAN. UNICEF to commit $270 million to support poverty alleviation in Nigeria. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian Deputy Trade Minister Jerry Sambuaga stated the government had targeted an increase in non-oil and gas exports to Australia amounting to $3.37 billion in 2023. This target is a slight increase as compared to Indonesia's non-oil and gas exports to Australia of $3.2 billion in 2022. According to satudata.kemendak.go.id, Indonesia's total non-oil and gas exports to Australia in the first half of 2023 were recorded at $1.4 billion. He remarked on the sidelines of the 55th ASEAN Economic Ministers meeting in Semarang, Central Java on Tuesday that Indonesia and Australia already had in place a comprehensive economic partnership agreement. Indonesian Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Arifin Tasrif offers solutions to attract investment to support energy transition for countries in the ASEAN region. Minister Tasrif stated virtually on the sidelines of the ASEAN Energy Financing Forum in Nusa Dua, Bali on Wednesday, sustainable energy financing is urgently needed, and this can be achieved through mixed funding, cooperation between government and business entities, and international funding. Citing the report of International Renewable Energy Agency, the minister noted that ASEAN countries need financing worth $29 trillion until 2050 to implement energy transition with a 100% renewable energy scheme. Next, we have Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi, who has stated that Tanzania has expressed interest in studying Indonesia's infrastructure achievements and downstream industries. She said in a statement released on Tuesday, Tanzania is also willing to learn from Indonesia about the development of the palm oil industry and the management of state-owned enterprises. This interest was conveyed by Tanzanian President Samia Suluhu Hassan during her meeting with Indonesian President Joko Widodo at the Darussalam State House. We end the national news from ASEAN and Japan that have emphasized the need for enhanced energy cooperation to achieve the target of net zero emissions or the reduction of carbon emissions to zero in the region. ASEAN Economic Ministers met with a Japanese delegation during the 29th ASEAN Economic Ministers, Ministry of Economy, Trade and Industry of Japan consultation in Semarang, Central Java on Tuesday. The meeting highlighted the necessity of enhancing energy cooperation in pursuit of net zero emissions or carbon neutrality. This includes focusing on energy efficiency, energy conversion, electrification, and decarbonization of the power and transportation sectors, as per a joint media statement released on Tuesday. Now we move to the international news. The Secretary General of the Islamic Military Counter-Terrorism Coalition, Major General Mohammed bin Said Al-Mughedi, on Tuesday received the Malaysian Ambassador to Saudi Arabia, Datuk Wan Zaidi Wan Abdullah, and his accompanying delegation at the organization's headquarters in Riyadh. During talks, they discussed topics of mutual concern, the fight against terrorism, coalition intellectual and media strategic initiatives, terrorism financing and military affairs. The envoy and his party toured the coalition's headquarters and were briefed on projects taking place to combat and monitor the activities of global terrorist groups. Next, we have the United Nations Children's Agency, UNICEF, plans to commit $270 million to Nigeria's humanitarian and poverty alleviation efforts and pledged to help set up an emergency operation center, its executive said on Tuesday. The government of President Bola Tinubu wants to lift 133 million citizens out of poverty. Minister of Humanitarian Affairs and Poverty Alleviation Beta Edu told UNICEF executives Christian Munduate and Eduardo Celades at a meeting in Abuja. We end the news with world leaders participating in the three-day BRICS summit taking place in South Africa's Johannesburg this week have cast their eyes on the future of the global economy in what is viewed as an increasingly multipolar world. The leaders of the BRICS countries, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, will discuss trade, investment, infrastructure, climate change, and de-dollarization during the 15th annual summit hosted by this year's President South Africa from August 22nd to the 24th. The BRICS countries are all united by their shared economic potential and their desire to play a more prominent role in the global economy. They are also united by their common challenges such as poverty, inequality, and climate change. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia.
Here is today's commentary on state-owned airline merger discourse. I'm Dalat Pane. The Minister of State-Owned Enterprises, Erick Thohir, plans to merge three state-owned companies in the aviation sector, namely Garuda Indonesia, CityLink, and Pelita Air. He stated this while speaking at the Indonesia Cafe Talk theme Indonesia Diaspora Network with Erick Thohir in Tokyo, Japan on Monday. Eric Toher said that the merger of the three airlines was carried out for efficiency as well as an effort to reduce logistic costs so it would help out the business world in Indonesia. The ministers of state-owned enterprises encourage efficiency to continue to be the main agenda for state-owned companies. He referred to the merger of PT Pelabuhan Indonesia Pelindo 2 years ago. On October 1, 2021, the deed of merger of four state-owned enterprises for port services was signed. PT Pelabuhan Indonesia 1, PT Pelabuhan Indonesia 3, and PT Pelabuhan Indonesia 4 merged into the limited liability company PT Pelabuhan Indonesia 2, which became the surviving entity. After the merger, PT Pelabuhan Indonesia or Pelindo was able to record efficiency and optimization worth 1.3 trillion rupiah. Pelindo's President Director Arif Soehartono last April 2023 revealed that most of the savings came from consolidating and optimizing Pelindo's financial capacity. Starting from optimizing financing, relocating assets, and implementing joint procurement, which has an impact on strengthening financial capacity as well as optimizing integrated assets. In addition, it was mentioned that there was an increase in performance and productivity at a number of ports. The success story of efficiency due to the Pelindo merger has prompted the state-owned enterprises minister to merge the three state-owned airlines. However, unlike Pelindo, these three airlines actually focus on different services classes. Garuda Indonesia, for example, is a premium service airline. Meanwhile, CityLink and Pelita Air are low-cost flights. Hopefully, the government also considers the benefits for the community, in addition to cost efficiency. With the merging of these three airlines, it is hoped that maximum cost efficiency can be achieved, so that it will have an impact on cheaper airfare prices without reducing service quality. That's commentary from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
We begin today in history with an event on August 23, 1942, when the Battle of Stalingrad began. The Battle of Stalingrad was a major battle of the World War II when Nazi Germany and its allies fought the Soviet Union for control of the city of Stalingrad, now Volgograd, in southern Russia. Characterized by close combat and direct attacks on civilians by airstrikes, these battles are often considered the largest and bloodiest battles in the history of warfare. This was a turning point in the stage of the World War II in Europe. Moving on to August 23, 1945, when President Sukarno first speech on the radio. On August 23, 1945, the first time for the President of the Republic of Indonesia, Sukarno, gave a speech which was broadcast to regions in Indonesia. The speech delivered by the first President of the Republic of Indonesia was broadcast by Radio Republik Indonesia. Sukarno conveyed many things in the unstable Republican situation, among them regarding unity and peace. We end today in history with August 24, 1949, about the Round Table Conference. The Round Table Conference was a meeting held in The Hague, Netherlands from August 23 to the November 2, 1949. The meeting took place between representatives of the Republic of Indonesia and the Netherlands, which represented various countries created by the Dutch in the Indonesian archipelago. This conference ended with the willingness of the Netherlands to surrender sovereignty of the United Republic of Indonesia. That was today in history from Voice of Indonesia. Hujan, si
Indonesia merdeka di sini, perubahan belum juga datang. Sejak berjuang di sini, ku ingin maju lebih cepat. Mimpi yang dulu pernah kita ucapkan. Hujan siramilah, hujan basahi kemarauku. Hujan siramilah, hujan sejukkan Indonesiaku. Rasa panas terpanggang. Mendung di langitku belum juga datang. Oh yeah. Ku ingin merasakan, masihkah ada lagi? Akankah turun lagi basah angin dari basahi kemarauku, sejukkan Indonesiaku. Basahi kemarauku, sejukkan Indonesiaku. Basahi kemarauku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, Indonesian Wonder today entitled Maratua Island in East Kalimantan. Maratua Island is the outermost island of Indonesia, which is located in the Sulawesi Sea, and it shares borders with Malaysia. Maratua Island is part of the government area of Berau Regency, East Kalimantan Province. This island is also known as a paradise for divers and nicknamed the Maldives of Indonesia. In addition, the underwater natural beauty of Maratua Island is stunning. Beautiful coral reefs of the fringing reef type, dominated by seagrass beds with the halodule uninervis type, and various types of fish also accompany tourists who go diving. Maratua Island has many diving spots, including jetty dive, turtle traffic, mid reef, eel garden, hanging garden, Cabbage Garden, and the Channel Spot. The White Sand Beach is a favorite location for several types of turtles, such as green turtles, hawksbill turtles, and leatherback turtles to lay their eggs. The Maratua Ocean current originates from the Indonesian traffic flow, or Arlindo, from the Pacific Ocean to the Indian Ocean, which passes through the Makassar Strait with an annual current pattern of speeds ranging from 2 meters per second to 5 meters per second. Besides beautiful beaches, Maratua Island also has other wonderful tourism objects, namely Lake Haji Buang and Lake Tanah Bamban. For those of you who don't want to swim in the seawater, this lake is the right choice to wash yourself in the open. Here, there is also a cave which is often used as an exploration route. Maratua Island has also an amazing landscape that is so pleasing to the eyes. The water located on this island has a clear blue color with a bottom that is rich in biota. Here you will be treated to views of a row of cottages or inns that stretch over the waters.
The cottages located in the island area are built above the sea with a transverse bridge that serves as a footpath. You can make this place a photo background because this view is directly facing the sea. This island with a variety of coral animals and ornamental fish is visited a lot because the nature is still maintained and natural. Maratua also has a special tourism agenda called Maratua Jazz and Dive Fiesta, which was initiated in 2015. This island is also famous for its special culinary delights, such as satay payau meat skewer, nasi bekepor rice, genceruan, cincane chicken, sambal raja chili sauce, which are favorites for tourists. There are several ways to get to Maratua, including via Samarinda International Airport or Tarakan Airport, which is the shortest and most affordable access from Jakarta with a Susi Air flight. If you depart from Tanjung Redep or from Tarakan Island, you can use a speedboat. One of the things that makes Maratua Island attractive is the settlement of the Bajo tribe. Here you can interact with the Bajo people while observing how the Bajo people live. This is a particular attraction that attracts tourists and local tourists. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Bayangkan bila kau sebagai yang tak kasat mata, tak dapat disentuh walau kau bisa menyentuhnya. Tak dapat dirasa walau seluruh ragamu di sana. Dapat kau menjaganya tanpa harus mengurungnya.
Bayangkan sebagai yang tak kasat.
Bayangkan bila kau sebagai yang tak kasat mata. Abu yang berterbangan tak dapat melukaimu. Panasnya surya bahkan membuatmu terbuai dan berlaku. Dan kau dapat menyusupi rongga jiwa yang kosong. Manusia. Bayangkan
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is Ngarai Sianok. Ngarai Sianok, which means Sianok Canyon. Stay tuned. We are going to present to you a conversation entitled Lampunya Kurang Terang. Lampunya Kurang Terang, which means the lamp is less bright. This conversation happens between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and Sortauli, Chris' friend in the vlog community at the entrance of Lubang Jepang Historical Object. Chris describes the lighting at Lubang Jepang or Japanese Tunnel. Let's listen to the conversation.
Merekam video di dalam Lubang Jepang, perlu lampu kamera tidak?
Perlu, di dalam lubang kurang terang.
Kalau begitu, saya akan membawa lampu ekstra.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Di dalam lubang kurang terang. Di dalam lubang kurang terang, which means it is less bright inside the tunnel. Di dalam. Di dalam, which means inside. Lubang. Lubang, which means hole. Tunnel, or in this case is bunker. Kurang terang, kurang terang, which means less bright. Merekam, merekam, which means record. Video, video, which means video. Lubang Jepang, which means Japanese tunnel. Perlu, perlu, which means need. Lampu kamera, which means camera light. Kalau begitu, which means so or then. Membawa, membawa, which means bring. Lampu extra, which means more or extra lamps. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, di dalam lubang kurang terang. Di dalam lubang kurang terang, which means it is less bright inside the tunnel. In the sentence, there is the word kurang, kurang, which means less. It states an unideal condition. To state an unideal condition, you can use the word kurang, kurang, which means less, followed by an ideal condition. For example, terang, terang, which means bright. So it becomes kurang, terang, which means less bright. Now let's listen to the other examples to use the word kurang, which means less, in other sentences. Kurang panas, which means less hot. Kopinya kurang panas, which means the coffee is less hot. Kurang tajam, which means less sharp. Resolusi videonya kurang tajam. Resolusi videonya kurang tajam, which means the video resolution is less sharp. Lubang Jepang is a historical tourism object in the city of Bukit Tinggi, West Sumatra, Indonesia. Lubang Jepang is a bunker built by Japan in 1942. Some entrances to Lubang Jepang are in Ngarai Sianok, Agam Regency, West Sumatra Province. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Merekam video di dalam lubang Jepang, perlu lampu kamera tidak?
Perlu, di dalam lubang kurang terang.
Kalau begitu, saya akan membawa lampu ekstra.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a song from Jakarta entitled Surilang. The song Surilang is often played by Gambang Kromong Betawi Native Jakarta Music Group in many events, especially Betawi events. The song Surilang is also to accompany a dance, Lenggang Jali. The lyrics are pantun or rhyming poetry and contain lots of messages such as a woman must take care of herself, and the song also aims to cheer up a worried heart. Well, listener, here is the traditional song from Jakarta entitled Surilang by Benyamin Shuaib and Ida Royani.
Surilang jot njot hang
burung dara burung merpati, burung dara burung merpati terbang melayang tinggi di awan. Sayang di sayang anak dara yang hati-hati zaman sekarang.
Sayang
setan jalanan dan kayangan.
Surilang jot-jotan
pergi ke pasar membeli manggis, pergi ke pasar membeli manggis. Buah manggis enak rasanya.
Sayang, eh sayang, aduh sayang.
Yang hitam manis, susah dapatnya.
Surilang jot-jot. Sayang, eh sayang, aduh sayang.
Lepas sebentar, ini waktu tidur.
Surilang jot-jotan
buah ini di atas meja, buah ini di atas meja. Masuk ke dapur mengambil pisang.
Sayang, aduh, sayang, eh, sayang, aduh, sayang.
Untuk menghibur hati yang risau.
Surilang jot-jotan.
Voice of Indonesia.
Tahu loh. saleurang. Urut me Pak Dompak sana.
Voice of Indonesia.
Adek-adek, sunat deh, gak sakit, percaya deh. Selamat pengantin sunat, hati-hati mesti dirawat. Lekas gede, biar kuat. Jangan dulu lompat-lompat, belon sunat diarak. Yang kibul siang malam lem lem nyak sunat nat antinya girang biar kate ade nyang hilang udah sunat jangan telanjang ntar digigit semut rang-rang sakit gak? Kan gak sakit ya. Ntar kalau baik, bapak beliin cerengan. Manggil gambang, si nage ngerem. Gambang abis muter pelem. Nyang ngiming, matenye merem. Goyang kibul, siang malem, lem, lem, nyang.
yang hilang. Udah sunat jangan telanjang, ntar digigit semut rang-rang. Gigit terbentol.
Voice of Indonesia.
I don't like tough time, but I like a man lonely, flying to the sky, looking for a young and putus. I don't like a tight bouse, but I like a sin and sugar. When I fall into Chomberan, my first roti and lepotan. But when I nyang sang di tiang jemuran, never mind because I can glantungan. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you know who am I? I am a Superman baby. I'm afraid of samurai. Do you know Shintaro? Because he is my friend. When I fly to all over the world, I met Flash Gordon and Gatot Kaca. But when I look down to the earth, I saw many to come with a kring, kring, kring. You know who I am. I am a Superman, baby. Now I'm going to fly, go home to my lost man. Gang Bugis 1998.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
काम थे तो के टाड़ तो के टाड़ जाहे मेर सावन सारे मागम तेम थे आज छम थारे माच तार मरता वक्त वे ए बीजे नहीं नहीं कोपे कोपे गाबी गाबी अटे ब्लकता मुर्ताबा ये ई लोबे लोबे दोस्की दोस्की Masukin dalam kantos daku Biar dia lebar Dia melar Nehi buyar Kencet kehe Si bang sale
of Indonesia.
Let's go mama, mama. Mama, 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 mama mama, minta makan mama.